You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up?
Don't you ever put a smiley face above the eye and lipstick on the mirror when you finally write.
I'm leaving!
When it's over, you won't see me. It's a stupid stage of grieving. I'll be playing Naked Twister with your mother and your sister.
I don't understand why I can't be your man. I don't understand why I can't hold your hand. I don't understand why I can't be your man until you find another man. I don't understand why I can't be your man. I don't understand why I can't hold your hand. I don't understand why I can't be your man until you find another man.
All I need is some negative attention. I don't want another public intervention. Be my Fraulein and I'll be your little Benson. All I need is some negative attention.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Yeah, but with the state of America, even the world, have you been watching the news? I'm not even sure what the maturity level is anymore. Things are just wacky, wacky, wacky. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? I think you know what I'm saying. It's messed up. And I don't think any of the candidates are going to be able to fix it at this point. Oh, where am I? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was thrown off. I didn't think this was the type of place where I needed to wear a jacket. But, what the hell, I look pretty good in white. I mean, it is tight, but maybe if I just move around a little bit, it'll loosen up. What can you say? If you look good in it, go with it. Well, if you're like me, it's time to tell the voices in your head to shut the fuck up, because we got a show to do.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
That's right. How you guys doing out there? Hello!
Hello!
And welcome once again to another kick-ass show.
Let's see. If I were a rubber chicken, where would I hide out?
Let's think about that for a moment. How about right up here on the 44th floor?
What's the matter with you? Are you crazy or something?
Oh, you have no idea. There's like 5 stages of crazy. And I'm at 6.5. Yeah, you can tell it's going to be one of those shows. I am Crazy Jay. I'm your host of the madness. I bring you this show each and every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox. And it feels good to be here. Because I am super, super excited to be here this week.
I'm so stoked.
I am. Because we're going to be rocking the 44th floor once again. This week, we've got a great group coming up in here. I just used them to open up the show this week. Leaving Springfield. That was their song called Negative Attention. But they're going to be here to perform for us a little bit later on.
Oh. Beautiful.
Yeah, I thought you might like that. But wait, it gets better. It's like one of those infomercials where they're like, but wait, there's more. You can get a set of Ginsu knives. Now, how much would you pay? I think I need a stronger medication. I don't know. Great new show. Great new show. Great show because we got a lot of... Maybe I should do a new show. It's going to be a great show because we have a lot of new material that has made its way into the studio. Plan B that was here a couple weeks back talking about their new CD. It's here. Got some songs for you. Dino Mike has a new song for you. Not the one I was telling you about where he was getting together with Barry and the Bookbinders to do the song. But a new song called Friday at Work. Have that for you. But wait, there's more. Now how much would you pay? Zero Fingers, as you know, has a new CD coming out called America's Most Wasted. Played a song on the last show called Last Show. What the hell was that? On the last show, I played a song from them called Rosie's Neck. I'll have another song from them on this show coming up. And it's not only a great song, it's one of my favorites so far. So I think you're going to love it. And not only do we have a new song from a brand new artist here on the show, she's cute as well. Her name is Sharon Packett, and she's actually going to be coming on the show possibly next week, I believe, and other announcements about her coming up as well. So we've got new music from her, and I am super, really super psyched about today's show.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
All right, well, come here. Let me give them a twist. Ooh. You are excited. Along with that, of course, we've got some great, great comedy, some stand-up comedy, some new stand-up comedy as well from John Panette. And a ton of requests have come in for some off-the-wall comedy, so we're going to get to that as well. And because we love it, it's called Not in the News News.
Oh, that's nice. That's music to a mother's ears.
Gotta do the news, and I don't want to jump ahead, but oh, it's going to be great. You're going to love it. And I guess I'm also excited because we are just weeks away from the Desert Fest.
Sand's overrated.
Sand is overrated, and thank God the Desert Fest is more than just sand. And more than a bunch of people sitting around a campfire singing Kumbaya. But I'll be talking about that a little bit later on. You're not going to want to miss it. The lineup this year is unbelievable. If you want to contact me, you can send me some emails.
Let's check the inbox.
My email address is crazyj@comic.com. You can also visit me at MySpace as well. If you don't know that address, that means you're not my friend on MySpace. And shame for shame on you. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. So how about a brand new song from Zero Fingers?
I mean, on live, that song.
Oh, shut up. You haven't even heard it. You know, like I said, this is one of my favorite songs from them to date. I love this song. The CD that's coming out is called America's Most Wasted, so why not do world premiere time? Here they are with their newest song. It's simply titled Alky's Revenge.
Damn, baby girl, what's you drinking on? Better let daddy get a taste of that.
Before I rip your fucking larynx out. Me and Bernie P, and I can drink all day. Always in the doghouse, that's okay. We don't give a rat's ass what you say. All we care about is another drink. Me and little D-Town beers all night. Run around town going stuck just right. Looking for any little hole we think. Might give it up quick and buy us some drinks. We don't care about nothing but drinking. And fuck yeah. About is another drink. We don't care about nothing but drinking and fucking.
care about is another drink.
She's a successful vet. makes her cry. So she's thinking that she's bi. She's a temporary lesbian, and I love her. What can she say? Just don't ever call her gay. She's a temporary lesbian, and I love her.
Approach students. Close the circle at the feet of the master. You have come to me asking that I be your guide along the path of Tai Quan Leap. But be warned, to learn its ways, you must learn the ways of your own soul. Let us meditate upon this wisdom now. So, who disturbs our meditation as a pebble disturbs the stillness of the pond?
Me. Ed Gruberman?
Ed Gruberman.
Yeah, no disrespect or nothing, but like, how long is this gonna take?
Tai Quan Leap is not a path to a door, but a road leading forever towards the horizon.
So like, what, an hour or so?
No, no, we have not even begun upon the path. Ed Gruberman, you must learn patience.
Yeah, patience. How long will that take?
Time has no meaning. To a true student, a year is as a day.
A year? I want to beat people up right now. I got the pajamas. Ha, hoo, ya, hmm.
Beat people up.
Yeah, just show me all those nifty moves so I can start trashing bozos. That's all I came here for. Pretty good,
the
eh?
Only use of Tai Quan Leap is self-defense. Do you know who said that? Ki Lo Ni, the great teacher.
Yeah? Well, the best defense is a good offense. You know who said that? Mel, the cook on Alice.
No, Tai Quan Leap is the wine of purity, not the vinegar of hostility. Meditate upon this truth with us. Oh.
Listen, shrimp. Now, are you going to show me some fancy moves, or am I going to start wiping the walls with you?
Ed Gruberman, you fail to grasp Tai Quan Leap. Approach me that you might see.
All right, finally some action.
Observe closely, class. Boot to the head.
Ow, you bullied me in the head!
You are lucky, Ed Gruberman. Few novices experience so much of Tai Quan Leap so soon. Now we continue.
Hey, I wasn't ready. Come and get me now, shorty, huh? Come on, are you chicken?
Boot to the head.
Ow! Okay, now I'm ready. Okay, now, come on, try it now.
Boot to the head.
Mind if I just lie down here for a minute?
Now, class, we shall return
master,
to our... It is wrong to tip the vessel of knowledge, student.
Many apologies, master, but I feel Ed Gruberman is not wholly wrong.
What do you mean? I want to boot some head, too. Have you learned nothing from the lesson of Ed Gruberman?
Yes, Master. I have learned two things. First, that anger is a weapon only to one's opponent.
Very good.
And secondly, get in the first shot. Boot to the head.
You missed.
Yeah. Well,
you too shall be honored to learn a lesson.
You don't have to, you know.
Boot to the head.
I gotta be gone.
Can anyone tell us what lesson has been learned here?
Yes, Master. Not a single one of us could defeat you.
You gain wisdom, child.
So we'll have to gang up on you. Get him down!
Boot to the head.
And now, class, let us rejoin the mind to the body and gaze into the heart of the candle in meditation. Very good, class.
People talking in movie shows, people smoking in bed, people voting Republican, give them a boot to the head.
Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head!
Mechanics who can't fix a car, politicians who can't think, the salesman who won't leave me alone, the waiter who forgot my drink.
Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head!
Indeed, a comedy classic from the Frantics here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Boot to the Head. We had some good stuff in there. We had The Uninvited with their song called Successful Vegetarian, the first song The Uninvited ever sent to me, and the rest is history. Successful Vegetarian had some good stuff in there. We had If You Want to Be Happy from Barnes & Barnes. It's that simple to get a song played on this show. All you have to do is email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. But right now, it's what I want to call, again, world premiere time. That's right. Oh, they were here a couple of weeks ago performing for us. The group is called Plan B. They have a new CD out, simply titled American Radio. This is a song called All I Want.
Hello, all my friends. I know it's been a while. You're all looking well. And I really miss those smiles. Bless you, 'cause you all have seen the changes come by time. The heaven's there for you. Thank you. because you all have seen the changes caused by time. Heaven's there for you and me, and you never left behind.
And that's all I want from you.
Oh.
And that's all I need from you.
There it is. It's brand new from Plan B. The CD is called American Radio. You can find them on MySpace through my MySpace. MySpace.com/CrazyJ13 is where you're going to want to be looking. MySpace.com/CrazyJ13. Great album, great song, simply titled All I Want. If you want more Plan B, they are going to be performing at the Desert Fest this year, so don't miss it. Coming up, we've got Not in the News news. Now, speaking of the news, on the last show, you might recall, I had a little trouble getting through a news story about a guy who claimed he was raped by a wombat. And the thought of it still makes me laugh. And I want to thank Matt Kirshen, who was here, of course, because he sent me the story, saying that it would be perfect for the Not in the News segment, and it was. Now, putting the show together today, this comes across the wire. Man claiming wombat rape denies he was drunk at the time. Yes, there is a follow-up story. A man who gained worldwide fame after claiming he had been raped by a wombat says the story would have been more interesting if he had been drinking. No. No, it was fine just the way it was. A 48-year-old New Zealand man, Ross Craddock, was sentenced to 75 hours of community work last week after he rang police and complained he had been sexually violated by a marsupial. Oh, the story made worldwide headlines and even secured Craddock a guest spot on a British comedy show. Despite worldwide allegations over his sobriety, Craddock denies he was drunk at the time of the call. Now, I forwarded this to Matt to say, hey, look, there's a follow-up. And his remark was, he's denying himself the wrong part of the story. You should deny the fact that you were raped by the wombat. But remember, he doesn't hold the wombat responsible because he pulled out. Maybe if we have time later on, I'll pull up that clip of me trying to read that news story last week. Oh, all right, so I just wanted to share that with you because we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Not in the News news.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Ah, there's blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cosmic.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car.
Yes, that is moving awfully fast.
Blue car.
Yes, the man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Play ball!
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball, no. Instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh.
Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, man, whatever happened to Rodriguez?
He's making a lot of money.
Dope, huh?
No, smart. He took some algebra, geometry, and calculus in high school, went to college, and ended up with his killer job as an electrical engineer.
What about Bish? I wonder if he ever made the MBA.
He's a CPA, Certified Public Accountant. Last I heard, he was working for the NBA, though. He was into advanced math, too.
Well, what about Jonesy?
She's living in some oceanfront place in Miami.
Must have married rich.
The guy who married her married rich. She's an architect.
Yeah?
So, hey, man, what happened to you?
They told me I didn't have to take math, so I didn't. I just got a job, though. Not the best pay or hours, but it's close to home. I've been living with my mom.
Yeah, I remember your mom. She was always peeking around the corner, trying to see what we were up to.
She still does that.
Yeah, well, they told me not to take math, too. But, you know me, I never listen to nobody. So, I gotta go pee.
Hey, nice car.
For more information on how the power of math can improve your life and how you can demand that power, call NACME at 1-800-97-NACME.
A message from the National Action Council for Minorities in Engineering and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
It is funny. Very, very funny. That's why we call it the Rockin' Comedy Show. Hey, check out the official website for past shows and more. It's Rockin', R-O-C-K-I-N-G, comedyshow.com. Don't forget, you can also email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Well, before I dive into Not in the News news, we got a birthday that I would like to say happy birthday to. Matt Kirshen turns 25 this month. So, Matt, this one is for you. Enjoy.
Once a year we celebrate, we're stupid, had some plastic plates, the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gives some laughter due abound, and we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday,
now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday,
your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday,
you did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year, I guess that's good enough.
So let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get, and though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take?
But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Birthday
Ralph Bramden.
Stanley.
Slipper.
Good.
Frank. Skippy the Bush Kangaroo.
And to Matt Kirshen, who's 25 this month. Thank you, Matt. Thank you for being a new friend and family of the Rockin' Comedy Show. And let's send out to anybody else that's celebrating a birthday this month. That, of course, is the Arrogant Worms with the birthday song. But right now, it's time for your favorite, my favorite segment. It's a little something we like to call Not in the News News. That's right, actual news stories that we do find online with websites like Fark.com, Freep.com. You can go to Yahoo and click on their odd news section and find the stories as well. It is Not in the News News.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
We're going to get things started. Have you noticed that some of these weirder stories are showing up on the news? What's going on with that? They're like, hey, Crazy Jay's having a lot of fun talking about stories that are a little wacky. So why don't we do it? Maybe you heard about this one. Who knows? Seems that a family came home to a shocking thing. It seems that their Langenberger basket was full of feces and urine in their living room Sunday morning. And the family is offering a reward to find out who is responsible.
If you have any poo, fling it now.
The family who wishes to remain anonymous said it is offering $1,000 for the information leading to the arrest and conviction of the pooper.
Everybody and every creature has to poop sometime.
It said culprit, but I thought I would use the word pooper. The family left their house around 6 p.m. to attend a local function and returned about 10:45. They went straight to bed and the next morning were awakened bright and early by their 8-year-old son, who found his mother's Langenberger basket full of feces and urine.
Shit everywhere.
There's shit everywhere! Damn it! There's shit on the windows! Oh my God! My house is full of shit! He's shit everywhere! Look what he did! He's shit all over the wall!
And in the Langenberger basket! And my question is, what the hell is a Langenberger basket? Maybe I should look it up online, because they like to say the name a lot in this story. The Langenberger basket was full of feces and urine. The family, very, very upset. An anonymous family member said, it's a birthday my son will never forget.
Harry, why are you covered in poo?
Because I was playing with it. The Langenberger basket, which was ruined and is worth about $200, was filled with 15 Nintendo DS games, valued at $30 to $40 each.
Well, once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Nothing appeared to be stolen, but the homeowners found that their bills had been siphled through. One family member said, I feel violated. When I walk in my home now, I don't even know what I'm going to walk into or walk onto. A group of University of Iowa scientists is looking for marijuana smokers to help gain insight into the drug effects, and they plan to pay subjects as much as $600 to smoke their pot.
Would you go to weed college?
I know people that'll just, hey dude, just give me some and I'll smoke. You don't have to pay me, just give it to me. The study examines how marijuana affects brain function.
I don't do drugs, though. Just weed.
Right. And with particular attention to the duration of use and the age of first use, the measure is brain imaging studies and achievement tests, such as for math and verbal skills. Robert Block is an associate professor in the school's department and leads the investigator on the project. He says the group is looking for pot users and control subjects who consume alcohol and tobacco but not marijuana to also participate in the study.
I'm so stoned. Oh, those eye drops you gave me, new shit.
Well, if they're looking for alcohol consumers, I'll be right back. Probably the only test I could pass. Subjects receive $20 for an initial screening session, But if they participate fully in the project, that's when they get the $600.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
Block said that depending on the results...
There's gotta be forms laying around. I mean, they are scientists.
The study might ultimately be used to support political positions on marijuana. Those could include whether there should be partial criminal penalties, whether it should be decriminalized, or whether it should be allowed for medical purposes. Yeah, you know, let's smoke it.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
Oh, moving on to our next story. It's about a man accused of dumping litter box crap in the attack on his wife. Arraignment was continued for a 25-year-old South Lake Tahoe man accused of dumping a kitty litter box on a woman and threatening to kill her.
I knew I could do it, so I did it.
That's right. Lawyer William Cole said negotiations were ongoing between his client Jonathan Villadulsa and the district attorney's office. Villadulsa was charged with aggravated stalking and burglary. That's right. Sorry. Something. Ow. Things just happen here. Villadulsa was charged with aggravated stalking and burglary. Like I was saying, he is accused of threatening to kill the victim, entering her Market Street apartment without permission, destroying property. Oh yeah, this is great. Listen to the charges that this guy has. He is accused of threatening to kill the victim, entering her Market Street apartment without permission, destroying property, battering her and a friend, restraining her, preventing her from calling 911, verbally berating her, and dumping water, cat feces, and kitty litter on her head.
Erroneous! Erroneous! Erroneous on both counts!
Well, it's more than two. Deputies were called to the victim's residence at 3:30 in the morning because witnesses heard breaking glass and screaming. Officer said Villadulsa was standing in front of his apartment, kicking the front door and reaching in through a broken kitchen window. His hands were covered in blood.
Are you on crystal meth or something? Because this is really cracky behavior.
The victim said that Villadulsa married in July 2007, but they never lived together. On January 22nd, she alleged the suspect followed her to a South Lake Tahoe bar where she was with friends. She said he tried several times to kiss and grab her, but she didn't take part of his advances.
I'm sorry, that was highly inappropriate.
The woman said she left, but Villadulsa followed her home and entered the apartment without permission. She said he tried to fight her male roommate and punched him in the eye.
He hit me.
He slapped her, forced her against the bedroom wall, threw her on the bed, and pinned her down, calling her names before he left. On January 28th, he broke the kitchen window from outside before she let him in. He grabbed her by the arms, slammed her against the bathroom wall, he picked up the cat litter box, and dumped the feces on her head.
Why are you covered in poo?
Yeah, exactly. This is an interesting story. A stunned father was told a member of his family had died on a long-distance flight.
Joe, trust me on this. You've made a mistake.
It was a mistake. The airline got the wrong person. Chris Miller of Whitley Bay was told a flight carrying his partner and children had landed in India because another passenger was ill. He also learned that his children had been taken for treatment of chickenpox. But when the other passenger, Michael Edgley, died, airmates contacted Mr. Miller in error.
You're a fibber.
The airline said its staff had been distressed by the exceptional events. Mr. Miller said he had received a call from someone saying, I have a couple of numbers for you. The first number is the Undertaker's dealing with the body.
Outrageous.
Yeah, you would just say it just like that. By the way, Mr. Miller told the BBC, at that point, I believed one of my family was dead. What happened was, I couldn't believe what was going on. They just put the phone down and hung up on
me. Is there some twisted joke?
He ended up in a state of utter disbelief and shock. My whole life was falling apart, he said. Then after 10 seconds, they rang again to say it was all just a mistake.
And that makes me furious. I'm spitting mad. Get out of my way. Get out of my way.
In a statement, Airmaids read, we have sincerely apologized to Mr. Miller for his upsetting experience. You know, that's all they ever do. Well, if we just send a letter. If we just send a letter, it'll take care of everything. And then you'll feel fine. Our next story, 3 days after stealing a rare collection of coins...
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
A thief in Germany took them to the bank for safekeeping and delivered them into the hands of the man he robbed them to. I don't think the thief was expecting that, said a spokesman for the police. Soon after the thief made the deposit, a bank worker handling the coins recognized them as the set worth 50,000 euros, 80,000 to us, that had been stolen from his house.
You got ripped off, man.
Police tracked down the 36-year-old suspect and arrested him, securing a haul of other stolen goods in the process. This story's great. A man hunting down new brides and made obscene calls to them after their wedding photographs appeared in local newspapers. David White repeatedly made grossly offensive calls to women whose pictures had been printed.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Yeah, he is a sad, sad, strange little man.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing.
Not really, because David White did admit making the calls when he appeared at the Aberdeen Sheriff Court. Sheriff Colin Harris called for background reports and deferred sentence until next month. Deputy Laura Begg said White's first victim had become concerned when he made sexual remarks to her over the phone.
Hit the lights. It's boner time.
She said the complainer and her partner had married and their photo was in the local press.
Lousy tabloids.
She received another call and he knew where they lived. The complainer put down the phone and dialed 1471. The next day, her husband returned from work and she told him about the call. He phoned the number and the accuser answered.
Hello.
White's defense solicitor said the part of the problem was his client had never been in a serious relationship and made the calls when he was drunk. I love that. He made the calls when he was drunk. So that takes care of everything. I was drunk. Can you just let me go? I mean, last week I was raped by a wombat. This week I'm making obscene calls. I'm just a mess. Why? It's not the same guy. I just thought I'd throw it in there. Wyatt admitted making calls of an obscene nature over various dates from September 2007 to January of this year. He was also placed on the sex offender registry. Oh. Authorities in northern Sweden have discovered that some drug abusers have been using false penises to help them submit fake urine samples.
This is very important. Open my pants.
Private physician Leo Hassler said that he has had changed his procedures for patients coming to give urine samples if they need a clean sample to retain their driver's license. For example, the doctor said he made sure to double-check the authenticity of the patient's organs.
Why?
Well, because fake penises are wrong. Ever since I became aware of the false penis cheating method, I checked their underpants to ensure there is only one penis. Police recently confiscated a false penis, a tube, and a container during a raid on a drug addict's home. The man had used the equipment to submit an uncontaminated sample from another person when social services asked him to do a drug test. This is a great story. When William Johnson made a couple of suspicious U-turns at the intersection of Texas 35 and 288, a state trooper pulled him over.
You sure done made a fool out of yourself this time for sure. I ain't never seen nobody look that silly before.
The trooper noticed a 6-foot alligator continually riding next to the back window of Johnson's car. Johnson said he found the gator on the side of the road. But it was allegations that Johnson had been taking things out of mobile homes in nearby town of Berezozora that sent him to a jail on a burglary charge. Investigators found a hair trimmer and video game controller in his pocket.
How many drinks is that?
Johnson, 30, and his fondness of reptiles had already come to the attention of local police. He had been drinking, oddly enough. An officer responding to a call about a man bothering people in the parking lot of a local drive-thru restaurant gave Johnson a citation for public intoxication. Johnson said he was from Tennessee and was on his way to Corpus Christi. He said he had stopped in Berezozora to work briefly for a tree trimming service. Johnson advised the officer that there was a water moccasin snake in the car and that the snake had already bitten him on the hand. An animal control officer found the snake and removed it. Our final story. This is a good one too. Early Sunday, a resident of a local mobile home park said... Oh, I'm sorry, it's not our final story. It's the continuation story of what I just read. Early Sunday, a resident of local mobile home park said Johnson knocked on his door and asked for help hauling a big television out of a mobile home. The neighbor told him, "This is not your house."
I'm confused. My brain's all twisted up.
Then the neighbor noticed the alligator in the back seat of Johnson's car. Johnson left the television in the yard and drove away. A few minutes later, he was arrested by the trooper. He is now in Berezozora County Jail, held on a $25,000 bail. A game warden took the alligator away. Johnson told investigators that he found the snake and the alligator on the sides of the road and picked them up because he has an interest in reptiles. Just a typical day in Berezozora, the chief police said. Sorry about the confusion on that last story. I thought there was one more. That's going to do it for Not in the News this hour. We got more coming up. We've got Live in Springfield, which is going to be entertaining us right here on the 44th floor next hour. We still have some new music to get to and your requests. There's a lot happening. It's a big show. It's a lot of fun. We'll be back after this.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that's
does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Once upon a time, there lived three energy hogs. Now, an energy hog is what you have when humans waste energy. One day, the three energy hogs set out to find themselves a cottage.
Let's look for leaky windows,
said the first energy hog, for he knew that would waste energy.
Let's look for leaky doors,
said the second.
Let's look for a swing set,
said the third, for he had more blubber than brains. So they set off down the road. Presently, they came upon a tiny cottage where dwelled a clever girl named Dreadylocks.
I hope it has leaky windows,
cried the first energy hog.
I hope it has leaky doors,
cried the second.
I hope it has a bathroom,
cried the third, for only his brains were smaller than his bladder. But Dreadylocks liked playing cool games at energyhog.org, and from energyhog.org she learned how to use energy wisely. So the three energy hogs were forced to look elsewhere to waste energy, and had to use the disgusting restroom at the gas station down the road. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org or waste not, hog not.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
It's Crazy Jay.
Fox, find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
Look my way.
Springfield with Skinny, Pretty, and Blonde. They're going to be here to perform for us in the next hour. You're not going to want to miss it. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy J. Email me, won't ya? It's crazyj@comic.com. Visit me at MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. Hey, we've got the Desert Fest happening too. Lots to talk about on the show. It's all coming up next hour. Let's get it started.
It's Crazy J.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
She can't see right through me, but I don't care, I don't care. Felt, and God's word dealt on the table. On the table.
From their brand new CD called American Radio, that's Plan B. She can see right through him, apparently. Haha, that's the name of the song, Right Through Me. It's Plan B. Visit them on MySpace to get some more information. Visit them at Desert Fest. They are going to be rocking the fest this year. I'm excited about this year's Desert Fest. Great lineup of bands, probably the best line of entertainment we've had in a long time out there. Going to be a great show. I am thoroughly pumped. Outside of Plan B being there, this fine young lady by the name of Sharon Packett is going to be there. Check her out.
Really like your smile. Think I'll stay for a while. How did I get to your room? I think it's too soon. Something here we both know. It's too obvious to ignore. One night stand just won't do. I really like you. I wasn't expecting this. Fire in your kiss. I'm going home right now.
Absolutely amazing. Her name is Sharon Packett. She performs all over Vegas. She is going to be here on the Rockin' Comedy Show next week. You're not going to want to miss it. Unbelievable talent, and she's going to be rocking the Desert Fest as well. She is a friend of mine on the MySpace page over there at myspace.com/crazyj13. Check her out. Become her friend. She is amazing. Coming up, rocking the 44th floor, we're going to get a visit from Leaving Springfield. We're going to play songs from their CD. We're going to find out a little bit more about them and just have some fun with the guys. They're going to be coming up here in just a little while. But right now, here's some funny, funny stuff. It's brand new from John Burnett.
I was talked into camping. 18 years on the road, I'm not a big camper. I've been spoiled by hotels. Not ungrateful, just spoiled. Camping to me is when room service closes at 10. If it's 10:30, I go, wow, I'm camping. Like that Survivor show, I watch it. It's interesting to watch, but I don't understand it. Because if I wake up in the morning and I have to look in the woods for breakfast, you don't have to vote me off the island. I'm putting out my own torch. Shh. There's one less for the Kutcher tribe. If you keep me now, it's kidnapping. So I was asked to go camping with some friends from college. I'm originally from Massachusetts, and I get a call. John, it's Dave from Boston. We're all going camping. And I got the gun put to my head. You know that gun? Everybody's going, but you're the only one that's not going. Okay, I'll go. So I fly in, and I'm picked up in a Winnebago. You can rent them. They're beautiful. Captain's chairs, TV, okay, camping. We drive up to Maine, which is beautiful. It's also the setting of most of Stephen King's novels. And we're asking directions, and people are saying creepy Maine stuff like, going way up there, huh? Yeah, why? Why? Why is everybody going back in the general store? Some folks never come back. We should have gone to Vegas. Vegas is better. Stay at Caesar's Palace, put a tent in the room. We're camping. I didn't have the right attitude for this. In this drive to Maine, we're not going to Bar Harbor, we're not going to Bangor. 9 hours on the Maine Turnpike. You can't go 9 hours. We're in Russia. We're going to get out of the car and hear Pervetova, Skardila. We get to the end of Maine near Russia. I have terrible allergies, and I didn't bring my allergy medication, so I took a Benadryl. Benadryl works, but it puts you in a coma. It says may make you drowsy. No drowsy, coma. Drowsy is... I was like this. And we get to the camping area. And okay, we're going to sleep in the Winnebago. You unpack the grill. You're camping. No. We're leaving the Winnebago. And we're hiking. About 5 miles on my vacation. I don't want to leave the Winnebago. In the horror movies, they leave the Winnebago. And the happy chubby one always dies second or third. Yeah. He says something like, who wants a marshmallow? Oh. They made me walk because we're losing the daylight. And nobody knew what they were doing, really. Everybody said, oh, yeah, we know what we're doing. You need guides up there for a lot of things. You should have a guide, I'm saying. Well, forget it. We'll go to a hotel. If you don't have a guide, you hear about this every summer. People go up there and they hike and they get lost. And some people die. They die of exposure, starvation. Sometimes they're barely rescued. And I hate for us to get lost up there. And everybody dies of starvation. Except me. And there I am when they rescue me. I feel pretty good. You can see it in my face a little, can't you? So no, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll go on the forced march through the woods in my Benadryl haze so we can camp in tents near a lake because it's a lot of fun. And everybody brought camping stuff. Like, they look like Lewis and Clark. They had, like, backpacks and they had knives and they had rope. And I got my luggage from the airport and I'm dragging it through the woods. My mood turned dark. I felt like Gollum on his way to Mordor.
You don't have any friends. They left you in the woods to die. And they took away our Winnebago. That was my precious!
John, time to set up the tent.
Fishing pool, fishing pool.
I snapped out of my golem, and they told me, they said, if we see bears, don't feed them. First of all, I ain't a squirrel. Come here! Who's gonna claw me to death? Come on! And second of all, we didn't bring that much. He ain't getting anything from me. I'll fight him for the cold cuts. Put down the pastrami, Yogi. Your boo-boo gets it. You can have the coleslaw. That's deli salad. And I'm worried about the bears. They said, don't worry about the bears. We have tents. Whew. He's never going to get in there. How's he going to unzip the tent with his paw? Just see a 1,000-pound Kodiak outside my tent going, son of a bitch. How'd he get in there? How was camping, John? I was raped by a bear. I'm here to tell you, Ben was not so gentle. You have to set up a small city when you camp. You got to set up the tent. You got to start a fire. They gave me a tent to put up. This is your tent, John. You get your own tent. Thank you. I slept on top of mine. I rolled myself in it. I was exhausted. I woke up in the middle of the night and I had to pee in the woods. There's stuff in the woods. There was a possum. They're creepy. They're like the perverts of the forest. Thing was staring at me like... Got a cigarette? Get out of here! Get out of here! I don't like camping! I go back to the campsite. I'm starving. And they hide food from bears. Did you know this? They put the food up in a tree because bears can't climb trees. Well, come to find out, neither can I. So that tree had to come down. I paid the fine and I apologized. So now I'm eating a sandwich next to the fallen tree. And a raccoon comes into the campsite. Raccoon, it was big. I saw it. I went, look at the pony. It's a pony. Bad pony. And the raccoon wanted my sandwich. This, of course, is unacceptable. I chopped down a tree for the sandwich. And raccoons, they're brave. They don't scare. You can't, like, throw a stick at it or anything. You know what I did to scare it away? I did an Ewok from Return of the Jedi. The little furry things, that scared it. It would hiss and I would go, ah. Everybody wakes up, sees me in front of the campfire, and they're looking for the empty tequila bottle.
AIDS has killed nearly 6 million children worldwide. That's more than every child in every preschool, grade school, and high school in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, Atlanta, and Miami combined. The time to do something is now. The place is apathyislethal.org. AIDS is preventable. Apathy is lethal.
A public service announcement brought to you by the United Nations Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone. Great to be back. Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Drive safely, folks.
Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition.
Now, did you hear about the architect and the electrician? Together, they're building a brighter community. Yeah, these are jokes. I'll be
See, the architect's firm and the electrician's company contacted their community coalition to see how they could use their special skills to make their town a better place. And this is what happens when groups get together. We get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. See what your group can do. Contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Okay, will y'all parents please simmer down so I can take the classroom attendance? Justin's mom.
Present.
Lisa's dad. I said Lisa's dad. You know, get involved in your child's education, whether it's checking homework or visiting with the teacher. Call 1-800-281-1313 or visit www.schoolsuccessinfo.org today. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and Partners for Public Education, a partnership of the NAACP and People for the American Way Foundation.
It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
You're insane.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Joining us on the 44th floor today, these guys are incredible, playing all over Las Vegas. Give it up for our in-studio guest today. It's Leaving Springfield. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome to the 44th floor.
That elevator ride was fun, man. That's the express thing.
Yeah,
the elevator hauls ass.
You should be thankful. A lot of people don't get to experience it. It's usually broke down.
That would have been a pain in the ass.
Actually, I just tell him it doesn't work because I like to watch him climb the stairs. But you guys snuck in here today, so you got the elevator.
My Spidey shorts, and they're always good.
So, Leaving Springfield has been together how long?
I think a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half, and we played our first show coming up almost a year. It'll be a year, May 11th, since we played out our first show. We've been together a year and a half.
Yeah.
I think Charlie Manson's trying to get into some stuff.
Charlie Manson's.
Look at that.
That
look
box at
that.
Should he have that?
No,
he can't have that.
Okay, I was going to say. Is he chewing on our limited edition box set?
Yes. Yeah, it's
Charlie
the
Manson, come on.
The one of a kind.
You know how long it took me to sew that together?
I know, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he manages to make his way in here from time to time.
You know, you gotta love a studio where they got a resident dog.
That's yeah. What's up?
Especially one named Charlie Manson.
Exactly.
And get to know him, and the name will fit. People think it's awful that his name is Charlie Manson, but.
And just for the listeners out there, that's the dog breathing hard, not.
Not either one of us.
Yeah.
But so you guys have been together almost a year and a half. You were saying before Charlie Manson rudely interrupted.
Yeah, a year and a half. Started out as a three-piece, and then was converted to a two-piece by the departure of Bachelor number three, so to speak. And I've been a two-piece ever since.
Well, you can't tell for sure. I saw you guys a couple of times, and first time I seen it was a two-piece band. It was actually kind of shocking because you're like, you expect a full band. So,
well, thank you. Yeah.
So it definitely has the full band sound.
Well, I appreciate that. We there's no tapes, no playing the tracks or anything, but I do do some gizmotronic stuff to the guitar to where it has a nice big low end, so the fullness is there. We make a lot of noise for two guys.
So do you have any favorite tracks on the CD, or are you guys just absolutely sick of it? Because I know you're recording a new one already.
Yes, we are recording a new one already. As far as favorites, believe it or not, this is the first record I've done where I've actually listened to it after the fact. Normally, I get so sick of these and working on them, I just, you know, use them for coasters and to slide the couches around. But I actually listened to this. I think one of my favorites probably is What's the Matter You and Leela, just because they're a bit both silly.
And because you have a crush on Leela.
I do.
A cartoon character.
I do.
How does that happen?
B does love the Leela.
Well, for those of you who can see me right now, you know that I quite resemble Philip J. Fry from Futurama. And I also am a bit of a dope and have trouble getting the woman of my dreams. So I figure he's after Leela, I might as well be after her too. So what
that's right.
I would say one of the tracks that I really, really dig is Recycle Me. And part of the reason is because when we wrote the song and we did the song, we played the song for a long time, different than what the way it ended up on the album. And B came up with this great breakdown and everything. And I think that breakdown, along with B's lyrics and everything, I think it just is a great part of the song. And then whenever it comes back into that solo and stuff at the end, I just thought that was pure genius on BK's part.
That's right. That's the first guitar solo that we've ever polyvinyl chloride. Exactly. What the hell do I make CDs out of now? I was going to say vinyl, but that just didn't seem right. Acetate, chloroseptic, polychloride.
8-track. Imagine if you could still record on 8-track. Exactly. That'd be pretty awesome.
So, yeah, that
actually, we're going to do, going to try to... I'm trying to track down blank 8-tracks right now.
We're going to try to release the first 8-tracks in years.
Because I do have a 62 El Camino. Not really. I didn't make them then, but... if I had an El Camino with an 8-track, I would do okay.
Oh, we wouldn't be in a band right now. Oh, I'd never see you again. You'd be cruising the road. Man, listening to Foghat.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what response are you getting from the fans? What are their favorite songs?
It kind of runs the whole gamut, which is kind of shocking because I kind of expected, you know, one or two to really stand out. I think a lot of people like Negative Attention. And
that's the one we're playing here.
Yeah, oh, I was saying Negative Attention gets a lot of, gets a lot.
That's, it's fun and all that sort of thing. What's funny is at shows, I get people coming up very sheepishly asking, are you guys going to do All Your Rain? Like, as if one of us is going to say, that song, why the hell are you requesting that? What are you, a moron? hey, Bo, I just peed on my shoe. You know, so it's really weird. Everyone seems to have their own little favorite, but like as you zussed out, Negative Attention is, that's a fun one.
Yeah, I like that, and it's getting a lot of play. But
anyone who can write the lyric, be my Fraulein and I'll be your little Benson, come on, that's Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That's Shakespeare, baby.
Well, why don't we throw one in I haven't played yet, which is What's the Matter You? Here it is.
What's the matter you?
That's the music of Leaving Springfield here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Rockin' the 44th floor, and they are in the studio.
Yay. What's going on?
Whoa.
That's good stuff.
My voice is changing.
You're breaking to the Peter Brady song?
Yeah, dude.
First time we've ever played that song. So, you guys have a gig coming up this week. A big gig.
At the world-famous Double Down Saloon.
Oh, I love playing that.
Double Down Saloon is one of Vegas's greatest bars. And we are playing a kick-ass show with, who else is on the bill? It's the Latchkey Kids, the Quitters, a really great kick-ass band called the Black Jets that we have not played with them probably. I think the last time we played with them was maybe 8 months, a year ago, and it's, trust me, we are so stoked to be playing with those guys again, us, and then another band called The Rising. So, show starts at 11, free show, and it's at 4640 Paradise right off of Swenson for the people that are...
So, you guys going on first, or are you going to, you know, be on...
I think we're going on second. We'll probably go on, we'll probably 3 a.m.? Yeah, probably around midnight, I'm hoping.
3 a.m.?
Yeah, I hope to God not 3 a.m., but hey, you know what, we've done it before.
Yeah,
we've
done it before. It's a good time.
Come on down, man. We'll buy you a PBR and some ass juice. That's, you know, it's the Double Down.
You might want to explain that that's actually a drink.
That's actually a drink. That's not just some freaky shit that B and I made up. Sorry.
Right. Now, where's your favorite place to play? Like, there's all kinds of cool bars in town, like the dive bar.
Actually, the Double Down is just fun. That's actually one of the favorites.
Yeah.
That Cheyenne Saloon is
Cheyenne's coming up in a couple of weeks. It's another great show. They got a killer sound system. They've always been cool to us. The Bunkhouse downtown.
That's a good place.
Fremont and 11th. I just love the vibe of that room.
Vegas has a lot of good venues.
It's just they don't pay.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not. I'm sure you noticed that neither B and I drove up in a Porsche or anything. So.
We're all. I was. I was kind of surprised.
My Porsche is in the shop.
Yeah.
Don't be
run
like that.
That Hyundai I drive, it's just a rental.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of really cool, really great venues here in Vegas, but I would still have to say Double Down's up there on the list for me because I just
got a good vibe.
It is definitely a hole in the wall.
I take good care of you. I mean, good God, it's been in Playboy and Maxim and everything else. You know, it's just a great bar. And plus, for me, they serve PBR and Olympia, so. Any bar that serves those two beers, I'm pretty much in.
So, what's the new album going to be like? Is it hopefully way better than this one. No, I'm just kidding.
You and me both, brother. Yeah, I hope so. I think we're actually playing the instruments ourselves on this.
We threw the studio musicians out.
it's more of the same, really, from the very first EP. To the album that we're promoting now, Leaving Springfield, the next album, and Leave All This Behind. it's more of the same. We're getting better as songwriters and writing more.
Who says that? No, I'm just kidding.
My mother says that. Yeah, exactly. We took votes. Come on. Our parents said we rock.
She makes macaroni and cheese with real cheese. She says I'm a good kisser. She says Matt's a good kisser.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So it's been good. Definitely a little more collaboration on this one, which is just kind of to be expected once you're playing together a little bit.
Collaboration with each other?
There's that too. I think that we're used to playing together now. I mean, like, you know, the first album, the first EP, we did that thing. I mean... We lost the third member, like, literally.
I'm
not
fond
even
of
a
saying
week.
We did that one on a dare.
We did, really. I mean, we kind of went in and knocked the stuff out very quickly as just a two-piece to see if we could do it, you know. And then we were like, you know, we'll find a bass player later. And, you know, obviously, a year and a half later, we never found a bass player, which is perfect for us. And I think now we're getting used to, you know, we know what each other, you know, we kind of get the vibe off each other. Oh, we should go here now. We should, you know, this should be a bridge. This should be, you know, this should be this or this should be that. I think that it's I think we're evolving, of course. I mean, without trying to get too, you know,
You just did a bridge. You spent $1,000.
I swear to say,
yes no
exactly.
Yeah, that's usually my job.
I think that we're, you know, it just shows the The evolving and growing of the band. Long answer short. There
and I'm
go.
Getting my pubes, dude. Yeah, that's exactly. Pretty cool.
So the latest CD, it's gone platinum already, right?
It's gone cardboard.
Cardboard?
Yes. We're very proud to admit that it's gone cardboard.
Yeah, it's,
actually, we should admit, we should say.
It's going to be, it will finally be up for those of you over in the UK and over in Japan.
And out throughout the rest of the US.
Australia and all that. Oh, the rest of the US, of course. But just a few more weeks, and it'll be up on iTunes, so you can grab it there.
So my four listeners in Denmark, you know, they're
absolutely,
you go.
Absolutely.
You can get it.
Oof-da, yeah. So it's, was that in...
I was pretty impressed. I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know what the hell you just said.
It awesome. Sounded good, and then you like blew it by.
Then you totally effed it all up. See? Was that right?
I don't know. Well, we're also on the possibly on one of the tunes on the current album. I think we're going to do a Japanese version and a Tagalog version, just to do something crazy for the folks who love us across the pond, as they say. We're gonna do a version in British too, I think.
That's all you sing them, so I don't know.
It's gonna be very difficult to learn all the words in British talk, because it's stuff's very different. They say drink, and we say drink.
There we go.
That's very good. Yeah. So it's the inflection.
Your practice has been paying off.
See. Go Man United. Soccer.
Yeah, soccer is king. So, you guys have a MySpace page?
Just like everybody else, we've got one. It's. I won't even go through the WW because if you don't know that by now.
You know what's funny about MySpace is like you can go into a bar now and back in the day you used to give a girl your number. Now you just go, I'm on MySpace.
Exactly. It's.
You know, and it doesn't help me at all even then. I try to give out my number.
Well, for some of us lucky guys, it works very well.
Well, I noticed the extensive collection of hotties sitting in the front room as we came in, and the lobby, as it were. And
now, too bad they're not real.
Well, I don't know about you,
but takes a lot of time to blow those up.
It's not wrong to use your blow-up doll for kissing. I don't think that's bad. What? It's not like it's a blow-up sheet.
I'm going to jump in here and say...
No,
I'm sorry, you're right. No, it is myspace.com/leavingspringfield, and we're actually... I didn't tell you this, but I've actually got a Facebook up in the work process, but I haven't really started...
Nobody likes Facebook
shortly, but
What's a Facebook?
It's kind of like MySpace, apparently. Everyone else was on
it. It's like the retarded cousin
of MySpace.
It's a retarded
version of... So we just started, but basically it's our MySpace page is where you can catch us, which is leaving Springfield.
I'll have to go there sometime.
You should check it out. It's got our show dates and everything.
I'll never miss another show.
Put that blow-up doll down for kissing on her, and you can check it out.
Yeah, I would.
She is hot, though. I've seen her.
She loves me for who I am. A dirty, greasy man.
Thank you.
is going to be good. Awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was at a concert.
I know. It's been like ages.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man. You were the man.
Well, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean, it might not be as good as they say. You never know what
Whatever,
it is.
Bro.
I mean,
guys, we got to keep moving if we're going to get there early.
Hustling up. Wait, hold on, guys. ATM machine, I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
There you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Oh, come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What? What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
We are back here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, and joining us in the studio on the 44th floor, it's Leaving Springfield.
What's going on? Those stairs.
You didn't take them this time. What are you complaining for?
I had to go down 27 flights.
Well, you missed the one that's right around the corner. You didn't have to go all the way down.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I wouldn't. I do a show up here. Why
do you think I brought in a big gulp?
So you can use the cup afterwards. You got it.
There you go. You just got to remember which one's the drinking one and which one's the not drinking
yeah.
one.
You'll figure it out real quick.
Yeah. One sip of that, you're gonna know.
You're like, this tastes funny. So you got his MySpace. You got a gig coming up this week. Any world tours planned?
Short little tour in the process in late July. We're trying to do just a little few dates here, like starting in Vegas, maybe hit Flagstaff, Albuquerque.
Kind of every place that we're going to give back to Mexico real soon, I think.
Yeah, so we're trying to...
We're trying to make peace with everyone, so when they put up the fence on the other side of the state, they'll still
let
us in.
We're all in good terms, yeah.
Baker, do you have any plans of playing Baker? You never hear a band going, yeah, we're going to play in Baker tonight.
Where is there? We should do it.
I want to play Buck Owens Cow Palace. Is that what it's called, I think?
Something like
Bakersfield.
That's Bakersfield. Damn. Okay.
Kind of like we're not leaving Spring. We're leaving
Springfield.
Damn,
you're right.
I always
okay.
get that confused,
so
too.
Isn't Jerry's Pizza?
That's the home of the world's largest thermometer. You should play right underneath it.
Well, hell, let's just set up there.
I gotta be honest, I was a little disappointed in the world's largest thermometer.
Right.
Not as big as you thought, huh?
Well, I thought it would be, because I'm a moron, you know, I'm like H, whatever, I'm a moron. I thought it would be a real, you know, the old, you know, the mercury bulb, you know, that kind of thermometer. But it was digital.
Yeah.
That took all the, you know, fun out of trying to read it, you know, like the little lines.
Like, so you could get the exact, 8, 9, 10ths, all that
so
stuff.
So you actually wanted the mercury in there.
I did. I'm a pro mercury person. I know it's not a popular stance right now, but if I can just get a little more mercury in my fish and a little more, what's that rocket fuel stuff?
Rocket fuel?
Yeah, that's it. In my drink of water. That would be awesome. Rocket fuel is good for your bones, I think.
It is. It's right up there with calcium.
What's that?
I don't know. Something your parents made up, I'm sure.
They made up a
Not
lot
your
of
parents,
stuff.
But I mean parents.
Okay.
Your parents are a little strange.
I thought Jerry's Pizza was... Where's Jerry's Pizza? Because I know they have shows down there, but I can't remember if it's in Baker, if it's in... On up towards...
So you asked the overweight guy where all the pizza places are. That's nice.
It's your fucking radio show. I'm looking at you in general. I'm trying to be polite. That's it. Put my sunglasses back on.
I can't take him anymore. You see what I'm up against, Jay?
It's like asking the town drunk where the closest bar is.
I can tell you where that is. I know where that is.
And I
wouldn't be offended, Jay, if you asked me. Like,
I didn't say I was offended. I just...
Matt was profiling. That's exactly.
Okay, so therefore, kids, no, we have not played Baker yet. We need to work on...
Kids, don't paper. Profile.
Yeah, don't profile, kids. I was teaching you a lesson. It's like NBC. Doom, doom, doom. You know.
The more you know.
There you go. Exactly.
Awesome. We could do a bunch of PSAs like that.
That's good.
I have some awful PSAs that I play on the show all the time. They're horrible.
Don't run with scissors.
Don't pet burning dogs.
Burning dogs.
Don't light your farts.
No. Actually, that's a good one to do. I mean, it's, you know, a good one to have out there because a lot of kids, you know,
the kids try that.
They try and they just have burnt assholes.
Well, that's because of YouTube. They see it on YouTube. They're like, that looks fun. Let's see if it really works.
So we're gonna do Baker then.
We're gonna get Baker lined up, but we're definitely working on Flagstaff, Albuquerque, pick up some stuff, and then apparently Baker.
A little thing.
You guys should play right where they sell the alien beef jerky out there, Baker.
Awesome.
That would be cool. Do a gig out in Area 51, sing Leela, you know?
Absolutely, you know.
Look at you.
See, I need. I should be your promotional manager.
You are
right?
Genius.
And as long as we're talking about Area 51 and the alien beef jerky and stuff, I think people need to know that there's nothing to be scared about, because when they beam you up, that is always frightening, no matter how many times you've done it. But the probing, you kind of get used to that, really, after a while.
They light candles. And, it's really nice. They played some Kenny G. Or at least they did for me.
Well, they didn't play Kenny G. They were playing... who's the guy with the saxophone that's kind of really wussy?
Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Yeah, that's what they were playing, Kenny G. What?
Nothing. It must have been on a different night.
This is the same. Yes, you guys give me the same looks my dates always give me. If I had a date, that is.
It's the same look that your blow-up doll gives you?
Yeah, how come I can't get a little blow-up doll, for crying out loud?
They should make those. They would make a killing.
And just off me, I'd be broke. I know. I could do the theme song. We also got, speaking of bands... potential thing coming up in the Midwest. So any Midwest bands.
Where did that come from?
Great segue.
I know.
What the hell is me with that wonderful segue?
Wow.
It's kind of like, I'm used to it, because I'm used to saying, okay, well, now that you sprayed me with the mace, man, maybe you want to touch it after all.
Yes, Midwest.
It says the Rock and Comedy Show, and
no,
my
I'm
life's
getting,
a joke. So
I'm taking notes over here.
I'm just saying. It's besides, who was the receptionist out there, man? Because I don't think she pressed charges for a couple of days on me. I think I'd have a shot.
That's my mom.
Oh, nice. Your mom? How does she even walk that way? Y'all. Seriously, I mean, isn't she top heavy?
Sometimes. If she gets up a lot, she's top heavy. She doesn't spend a lot of time up. I'm finding that out.
Well, that's...
Damn. Told moms I said hi. No, the Midwest tour. I'm sorry, you were saying before we got off on
tangent. Yeah, it looks like we might be doing a couple of weeks in the Midwest, so hitting all the little hot spots there. So all the Midwest fans...
And how do you figure out what the hot spots are?
Someone we pay, 20% to or something,
tells us what they are.
And then send us there, and then...
So his word is gold.
It's the word we take. I'm not saying it's gold. They might be pewter or maybe ceramic.
I've just always wondered, like, how do you find out what the hot spots are unless you
go there? Originally, I'm from Missouri, and B is actually from... Kansas, which
is the only state Missouri can make fun of legally. And that's kind of where the name comes from, the whole Leaving Springfield. It's nothing to do with the cartoon or anything.
Yeah, but that actually...
What cartoon are you referring to?
I don't have TV, and I'm not from your country, so I don't really know what it is. But it's very nice. Everyone who keeps sending us stuff on the MySpace... our little renditions of us as cartoon characters. That's very cool. We like that. That's fun. And
did you guys Simpsonize yourself at all when you did the when the whole movie came out?
We got a whole
backstage
pass
and everything. Yeah, it's actually really cool. A buddy of ours made up a cool flip side boat, like just a, us and B and I, and then on the flip side he has this all set up in Moe's Lounge playing and every or Moe's Bar playing and everything. It was really cool. He did a kick-ass job at it.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, we aren't. That was actually that's like B was saying. We came off of the Missouri-Kansas connection is where the Leaving Springfield came from, because we both played Springfield, Missouri quite a bit.
I liked it better when you were from The Simpsons, actually.
Most
people do. That's the kind of reaction most people have. So, man, that's pretty funny with The Simpsons. Well, it's not The Simpsons. Well, my mom's calling.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, we should just...
I don't think I'm going to be playing
it. And just, we'll stick with people thinking we're doing
the same thing. I can change Leela to Lisa and sing a song about a...
I just don't think I'm going to play your guys' stuff
anymore. I was going to say, do you want us to leave? What's this big security guy coming here for, Jack? What the hell?
Damn, he has hands that can hug you. Jesus Christ, they grow big where you're from.
Okay, I take that back. We were all bullshit. We're actually from... We totally support The Simpsons, and that's where it came from.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's cool. But Area 51, let's go back to that. You should play out there.
Area 51, be glad to. We're just glad to play.
They have that really cool diner out there. You probably get a gig out
Rancho,
there, I'm sure.
Right? In the Little Alien.
Highway. Yeah.
And I drive that highway a lot because I commute kind of between here and Idaho. And that is the world.
And he's looking for the anal probe, there. Actually.
He's trying to get another anal probe. Is it really just nothing?
It's nothing out there.
It's lonely. It's desolate. If you want some alone time, that's where you go.
Or just over to his house.
Roaches come to my house and bring stuff. They feel so sad for me. There's no food. There's nothing.
What's that mean?
You know, you go out and they're like, Jesus, at least go to the bar and, you know, pick up some crumbs, bring in for the poor guy. Jesus Christ. But I can change Leela to Lisa.
And then we'd be have a total
And then
Simpsons
it'd be a
connection.
Total Simpsonized connection, and then I'd be singing about a cartoon girl still.
But she's like seven, and that's just naughty. I don't think people would really...
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I like my cartoon women to be of legal age, thank you, where they can make informed decisions about what behavior they're going to engage in, either with or without protective things.
But if you think about it, Lisa's been seven for 20 years.
Good point.
Yeah, it's just,
she's still seven.
It's like the first time you do a little person, you see that little, her little hand in your full-size hand.
But your shit looks huge.
Not even to a midget, no. It's a little person, I'm sorry.
Wow. Here's some more music from Leaving Springfield.
What are we playing?
I don't want another public. don't you ever put a smiley face above the eye and lipstick on the mirror when you finally write.
I'm leaving.
When it's over, you won't see me in some stupid stage of grieving. I'll be playing Naked Twister with your mother and your sister. I don't understand why.
So I want to thank David Copperfield from keeping you guys from doing the Desert Fest this year.
Yeah, man,
man didn't even censor the name.
Obviously, he didn't get my memo. So
no.
I was like, no is not an option. You will take the 31st off, but
yeah,
he apparently needs the money.
Yeah, he's hurt. He's struggling to make ends meet. I feel bad for the poor guy. You know, but yeah, that's so. That's why it's all, we'll blame it on him. It's his fault.
Yeah.
Of course it's his fault.
I know. I'm saying it's his fault, you know, why we can't play the Desert Fest.
You guys can't go to the Desert Fest because he's going to make a plane disappear or something.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
I'm not jinxing the guy because I don't want him to make any of my shit disappear.
That's all right. He doesn't know you're in a band.
That's a good point. He just looks at me as a long-haired Jesus-looking guy and he goes, that's a Jesus guy that's on stage. Should he even be working here with the House of the Tail?
Yeah.
That's not the only show you work on, though, right? You do Con.
Actually, I do a lot of the shows at MGM, so any of the ones that are at the theater. But, you know, so, I mean, it just happens to be that the Magic Man's there for a while.
For that weekend.
That weekend, and actually the next 3 or 4 weeks after that. So,
yeah.
But we're hoping for the Oktoberfest.
Right.
October version, I should say.
Yeah, I've never really... I've only gone a couple of times to that one, but if you guys are gonna go, I'll be down.
That's my drinking month.
Exactly.
That is my drinking month. I awesome. Throw my huge Halloween party.
Doesn't
so.
It get big ass cold there though, like freezing cold?
I don't go. I don't know. I don't have the answers to that question.
People, you don't find out.
I've seen the pictures. They're wrapped up in blankets and shit. That doesn't look like fun.
Oh.
Kind of like
we'll
a snossy.
We'll just play at your Halloween party then.
Hey, that'll work. Fuck
be,
that Oktoberfest.
It'll be warmer. There we go. We'll play your Halloween party, but can you have your
Screw
Halloween
Shea
party?
Stadium.
Yeah, Screw Shea Stadium. We're playing Jay's Halloween party. When is it?
You need to have that on the back of tour shirts.
Screw
like
Shea
October
Stadium.
27th, Jay's house. That would be awesome.
That would be the great tour shirts right there.
Right.
We'll have to do that. I got crayons. We can.
Perfect.
Awesome.
See?
You know what's great is crayons are non-toxic. So if you feed them to your girlfriend's cat, not saying I did, and then when she cleans out the litter box and it's blue, that's a day worth of...
It's like a rainbow bright
it's
thing.
A rainbow. No,
honey,
don't
I think...
feed your cats crayons. That's not right. It's...
Honey, I think...
I would feed the cat.
It's not right.
I think you need
Stop
to take
it.
The cat to the vet. I've never seen it that color.
Yeah, it's wacky. Well, sometimes I do it to myself just when I'm really bored. What?
Eat crayons or other things?
Crayons. Eat crayons. They're tasty.
They're really not that bad.
It says right on the box they're non-toxic.
Except red doesn't taste like strawberries.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It's kind of misleading.
It is. The salmon one, though, let me tell you. Boof. Boof. You don't want to eat that. That's nasty.
Wow. It's great.
It's on. Well, it's the 44th floor. The air's thin up here, man. What do you expect?
Next time you eat crayons, I really
when
like
is
to be
the,
there.
When's the new album coming out?
When is the new album?
Well, the last one came out February, right?
February. So we're shooting for October.
Do we have? We still have.
Oh, you can have the release party at the Halloween party.
There we go.
Absolutely.
So we actually want to try to release 2 full-length CDs in 1 year.
Yeah, we missed our release date on this one by, what was it, 2 months?
Yes.
Yeah, that was nice. So hopefully this one will give ourselves enough leeway. So October,
we have 5 more tracks, drum tracks to finish recording. We're gonna knock out 3 of them this weekend.
That's right.
Or actually, I should say this Sunday. So, yeah.
Sunday. Big trucks, big tires. It'll take us a week to clean up.
Awesome.
I know.
And that's going to be the name of the new album.
That's
right
why, yeah, it'll take us a week to clean up.
And so we'll hopefully have the new album out by October, because then it'll be, yeah, two albums in 1 year.
Yeah, nice. So, but right now we're...
on Normal Street Records. We should have to give them a plug.
Absolutely. They get the bigger 50%. I'm not sure how that works.
But they do get it.
Yeah, they do get it.
We're back at Casita Studios here in Vegas.
And Compound Audio up in Idaho, which is very groovy.
We split the recording time up, and we're back with the Trailer Twins.
The Trailer Twins that make us sound so good.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's all of our obligations, I think, that we've
I'd like to thank the STP Pennzoil Gubernator. We're not racing anymore.
And
sorry.
I love Pabst Blue Ribbon, so there we go. So I'm hoping I'm still working on the
Pabst Blue Ribbon Special Reserve.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still working on that endorsement deal, so that's I throw it in anytime I can. Hope you don't mind.
No, it's fine.
We've got about a few of the songs up on the MySpace so people can peruse and listen to what we're doing there.
Nice. And the MySpace page again is what?
Leaving Springfield.
MySpace.com/LeavingSpringfield.
LEAVING Springfield.
Perfect. Just like that.
Just like that. The whole word. That's a lot of letters, man.
Yeah. We should have abbreviated.
Man, I can't spell that much. Well, my head hurts.
Well, I just want to thank you guys for being here. The album's great. It's definitely getting a lot of spins up here.
Thank you so much.
On the 44th floor.
Thank you very much.
They love you in China.
Oh, man. We're hoping to be big in China.
We want to be big in China.
Iran, you know. I think
they love us in Iran.
Yeah, there's one in Iran.
Hey, yeah, there's one. Well, there's only one radio.
And we appreciate it. Or her, either one. Whomever it may be.
Whomever it may be.
I don't like that. So, you're speaking for yourself there.
We thank you for putting up with us and letting us come
in. Oh, it's awesome. No problem, guys.
You're on the 44th floor. You have a wonderful view.
Yeah, you can see the stratosphere tower, everything. Absolutely. You know, I'm higher than the stratosphere. Can you believe that? It's unbelievable.
Shit, that does. Yeah, you would be, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we're looking down on the stratosphere.
There's that.
It's called geography, the angles and stuff.
Sorry, I was never good at that. Make sure you tell your mom I said hi.
You can say hi to her on the way out.
I know. Put a good word in.
You don't need a good word.
I'll just give you
a number. Next, number 27.
Damn. Now morning.
Oh, shit.
That's not right. Thanks for having us, man.
No problem, guys. And there it is, the song about Leela from Futurama, Leaving Springfield. What a fun group of guys. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Please drop me a line, send me some email. My address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that is crazyj@comic.com. Visit them at MySpace. It's myspace.com/LeavingSpringfield. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, and coming up in about, 2 seconds or so, what do you say we do another world premiere? That's right. I have the exclusive. It is the world premiere song from Dino Mike. It's a brand new song. I like this one. I like it because it's very unique for Dino Mike. It's not the type of song Dino Mike is known for doing, but I also said that too when he released his song, Things I Do When I'm Bored. It was very different for Mike, and that's kind of why I like the song. This one is called Friday at Work.
Licensing report before you leave today. Damn it. I think of those words you said. You say I'm one for cock, and those buttholes I like to rock. And even when I'm nice to you, you rip me for things that I don't even do. And you do this all for show, but there's something that you don't know. Just don't make fun of me, 'cause I fucked your mom last night. She called me breathtaking and a true Romeo delight. So think of me what you will, call me what you like, but don't make fun of me, 'cause I had your mom last night. Seen where you were born. I'm not talking about the hospital. The tides are turning on you.
I'm fucking mom, 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 I'm excited. It's a great show. I hope you're enjoying it. If you like it, if you don't, maybe you have a request, email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. Coming up in just a few weeks, it's Desert Fest. Oh, can't wait to get back under the sun, relaxing. Oh, wait, I'll be working out there. We're doing the Rockin' Comedy Show once again. Also be hosting a lot of the bands, many of the bands that are performing at this year's fest were handpicked by me, Mr. Crazy J. We got a lot of contests, giveaways, and all kinds of surprises. You're not going to want to miss it. It's a great fest. For more information, head over to the official MySpace page, mine or the fest, and you can get it both there. You can grab the friend request through my MySpace, or just go directly to myspace.com/desertfest63. So all you got to do is check it out, 63. You'll get directions on how to get out there, who's playing, all kinds of stuff. So go check it out, especially if you're curious. You've been listening to the show for a couple years, and you're like, you know, I'm just not quite sure what's going on at that Desert Fest. Do they just play for a bunch of rocks? I'm not quite sure what's going on there. Let's go check it out. Yeah, just, you know, get some tents, maybe an RV, go out there, rock out for the weekend, man. It is really, truly a lot of fun. Coming up near the end of the show, I'll give you more details about the fest. But got a lot of new stuff to get to. That one right there by Half Eaten Oranges, not bad, not bad. Good stuff. Like that song a lot. But right now we got a brand new song that's been out, I don't know, a while, I guess. But it's new to the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's from Carla Albrecht. Here it is for you now.
If I had the copyright on the word fuck, I'd say fuck this job and yourself, you dumb fuck. No need for hard work and no need for luck. If I had the copyright on the word fuck. It's filthy, it's nasty, unseemly and vile. That all may be true, but it's so versatile. So often deleted, this fine expletive is a verb, a noun, and an adjective. If I had the copyright on the word fuck, I'd have no need for dadgum, dang, darn, shoot, or shucks. No need for hard work and no need for love. If I had the copyright on the word fuck. Not a gasp, not a sigh, for my mouth would be heard. Nope, just a cha-ching when I hear the F word. If people got jealous of all of my wealth, I'd tell them to copyright shit, spam, and hell. If I had the copyright on the word fuck, it would roll off my tongue like water off a duck. Four-letter word usages perfectly honed. I could retire on New York alone. Where they say fuck the fucking motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck. If they can't fucking take a fucking joke, then hey, what the fuck? Those fuckers will fuck you, so don't get fucked up. Quit fucking around or you're gonna get fucked.
Hey, yeah.
If I had the copyright on the word fuck, I'd say fuck this job and yourself, you dumb fuck. No need for hard work and no need for luck. If I had the copyright on the word fuck.
Thank you.
Such a lonely day, and it's mine, the most loneliest day of my life. Such a lonely day should be banned. It's a day that I can't stand. The most loneliest day of my life. Such a lonely day.
that I'll never miss. Such a lonely day, and it's mine, the most loneliest day of my life. And if you go, I wanna go with you. And if you die, I wanna die with you. Take your hand and walk
survived. Oh, sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way, for the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter in, lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Yes, God will fuck you up if you dare to disobey his stern command. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot, but she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up.
He really fucked him up
when the people went and turned their backs on him. He can fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
No shit, he'll fuck you up. Just like he fucked the people up back then. I used to have a friend named Ray who walked that evil way. He cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fence. You know Ray was full aware that some sheep were over there, and he knew them in the biblical sense. God fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
He went and fucked Ray up. Went and paid him back for all his wicked sins. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
Fucked that boy completely up. Now he's married to a Presbyterian.
John R. Butler here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with his song, simply titled The Hand of the Almighty. We had System of the Down with Lonely ahead of that, and Carla Albrecht in there as well with her song called If I Had the Copyright. If I Had the Copyright, and also The Hand of the Almighty. Want to thank Olio Entertainment for sending me the CD, Red Peter's Comedy Music Hour, Volume 1. It is available on there, so check it out if you have not done so already. Olio Entertainment, a very proud sponsor of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Visit them online. It is olio.com. Simply spelled O-G-L-I-O. We're going to take a break. When we come back here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I'll be fully medicated once again, and we'll be bringing you Not in the News News. We'll be back right after this.
So here's my cell phone number, my husband's cell phone number, and here's the number to the grandparents. The number of the restaurant we'll be at, it's just down the block. And I told the neighbors you were here, so if anything happens, anything at all, don't hesitate to call. And what's your cell phone number again? I don't think I put that in.
Honey.
Just, what?
Honey, he'll be fine. Okay, let's go.
Oh, I know you're right.
The odds of a babysitter calling 911, 1 in 1,400. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt it if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Klimchak.
We'll take 2 peanut brittles. Raising money for school?
No, picking on your kid at school.
What? Our Henry?
I'm the class bully.
Well, forget the peanut brittle.
Look, I'm not gonna pull any punches. Get it? But every day, I start fights with your kid on the playground.
But you...
I take his lunch money.
Honey, what do we do?
What do we do?
Hey, I've got some answers.
It's McGruff, the crime dog.
Bullies don't just walk up and introduce themselves. When kids worry about bullying, you have to read the clues. They may not want to go to school. Their grades may drop.
Our Henry hasn't mentioned a bully.
That's another thing. Kids don't want to talk about it.
I don't mean to twist your arm. Sorry. But you might want to get involved.
Well...
Oops, late for lunch. Gotta trip a kid with his tray.
How do you stop bullies? Well, with words to your kids, school administrators, other concerned parents, and by going to McGruff.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Chris Valenti, Emotional Wreck, and you're listening to Crazy J Show. Thanks for listening. We hope you like it. And back to you, Jay.
Lost in a glaze,
love when you try to smile at me as if you recognize my face. Chances of nights like this come once and then they're gone. So wake up, baby, stop drooling on my arm.
Chris Valenti right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Don't Pass Out. Chris Valenti will also be out there rocking the Desert Fest. Yeah, 3 years in the making, but he's finally going to make it out. Telling you, man, if you have no plans and you're looking for something good to do Memorial Day weekend, come on out to the Desert Fest. More details at the Desert Fest MySpace page, myspace.com/DesertFest63. Or just friend request them through my page as well. It is the Desert Fest, and it's rocking. We have an amazing lineup. And coming up after the news, ladies and gentlemen, that's right, after Not in the News, I'm going to have the lineup for you. I'm going to tell you who's out there, and you're not going to want to miss it. That's happening. It is. It's called the Desert Fest. It's no stranger to this show. I've been talking about it for years. So come on out, experience the fun and joy of the fest.
No, that sounds pretty sweet to me.
Yeah, I thought you might like that. But right now on the Rockin' right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, what do you say? We do some news.
Hey, you want to hear some great news?
Yes, great news. News that you can find on websites like FARC.com. That's F-A-R-K. Freep also is a great website. The San Francisco Gate, I use that. Yahoo, oddly enough. There's all kinds of stuff. You can find these stories just about anywhere, except for sometimes on your local news. Here's a great story to get started with. Seminole County Sheriff's Office says a woman dressed all in white, including a scarf wrapped around her face, walked into a bank near Lake Mary and robbed it. That's right.
That sounds pretty sweet to me.
Sometimes they fire off when I want them to, and sometimes they don't. She showed up. She showed no weapons, but the teller told authorities the woman smelled.
You smell kind of pretty. Wanna smell me?
strongly of gasoline and at one point showed a Mountain Dew bottle as if to suggest it contained fuel.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew!
The woman got away with an undisclosed amount of money.
Do you want to make more money?
The robbery happened shortly before noon at the RBC Centra Bank. According to sheriff's spokeswoman, the teller put cash as well as a dye pack into the suspect's backpack. The suspect then left the building. The dye pack exploded nearby, and the woman abandoned the backpack for a short time, but then retrieved it. Also stole a 1990 Acura in a nearby parking lot, then abandoned it at a short distance away and escaped. They still haven't caught her. So she was all wrapped up, though. I don't know how they figured out it was a woman. Maybe she was talking. Hey, it could have been Michael Jackson. You know, he needs money, too. Who knows? It's not in the news, and it's not for me to say. Police in Mongolia. Police in Magnolia, Arkansas, says it wasn't the fried chicken in Salvius Vantoli's steward's car that gave off a funky smell.
What's that smell? Ooh, I know that smell.
Instead, officers who pulled over Stewart say they found a side dish of marijuana.
You ever suck some dick for marijuana? Ah.
No, I can't say I have.
Anyway, they found a side dish of marijuana hidden inside a recently purchased box of chicken.
Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome.
Police say officers smelled marijuana coming from the car and found it after Stewart said, yeah, go ahead, search my car, I've got nothing to hide, just a box of chicken. Officers say they also found several ecstasy pills in Stewart's pocket.
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
The 33-year-old Waldo resident faces a misdemeanor marijuana possession charges, also felony drug possession charges as well.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing.
A deputy at the Columbia County Jail says Stewart was released to await a court appearance. I love that. We do stories all the time. We're like, yeah, you can search my car, officer. I got nothing to hide. Well, why do you have 9 grams of coke? Oh, it ain't mine. This is not my car. It doesn't belong to me. It's my mom's car. Oh, so it's your mom's meth. What? No. No, the meth is mine. The coke is probably my mom's. Yeah, but I don't got nothing to hide. Stephanie Ragusa has been arrested for having sex with a student again.
You're the greatest lover I've ever had.
That's right, she's done it before. According to reports, on February of 2007, the 15-year-old victim had sex with Ragusa, his 27-year-old teacher.
They've seen what you can do with a boy. How are you when they come a little bigger?
She doesn't know. She taught the victim at Davidson Middle School. Back on March 10th, the defendant and victim were communicating via cell phone text messages, and they both agreed to meet, this time at the victim's house. They engaged in oral and sexual intercourse on this occasion.
My problem is I got a 50-year-old lust and a 3-year-old dinky.
That's right. During the course of the victim and defendant's relationship, Ragusa provided the victim with alcoholic beverages.
It's got booze. It's got girls. Booze and girls equals, I don't know, do you? I don't know, do you?
And they engaged in sexual intercourse more than 20 times. Jesus, and this kid, he's young. How could he go that much? Wow. The victim positively identified the defendant and also positively identified 2 tattoos the defendant, which you can only see when the defendant has no pants on. Ragusa was previously arrested for having sex with a different student. This one was 14 years old. That's what I'm saying. Again, it's... Where were these freaking teachers when I was in school? Seriously. All these young guys just hooking up with hot teachers and... Oh, man. Daytona Beach Police Chief Mike Chitwood testified today about his knowledge of the sexting at a Sears bathroom that ended in the arrest of 9 men.
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking about J-Love!
Including a former city commissioner and a former high school teacher. Chitwood, who has been the chief for less than 2 years, said he wasn't directly involved in the operation at the mall bathroom, which had been set up to clamp down on sexual misconduct in the bathroom.
Oh my God, it's homopalooza.
The November 1st sting included the arrest of Mike Shallow, a former commissioner and mayoral candidate, David Bingham, a former Seabreeze High School teacher as well. Chitwood said he relied heavily on the undercover officers that made the arrest when he hosted a news conference on the night of the operation and conducted several news media interviews about the case. Defense attorneys hammered in on those statements, trying to demonstrate how Chitwood's statement differs from the sworn testimony of the officers involved. They don't believe he was embellishing anything, and they do believe that he took notes and talked about it at the press conference. Yes. All the places you can have sex. There's nothing more awesome than a stinky public bathroom. Nothing gets me hotter or more aroused than the smell of a... Oh, I'm sorry. Billings police responded to a call of a
naked
man brandishing a handgun at the Billings Hotel. Officer Harley Coggle said the man, whose name was not released at the scene, was wandering the hallways of the Comfort Inn and knocking on guest doors and asking for help getting into his room.
Not alert!
The man, who was in his 50s, then attempted to climb over the front counter of the reception desk with the .45 caliber gun in his hand. Officer Ed Young was first to respond. He entered the hotel and located the man. I'm sure he wasn't hard to find. He was also still in the reception area. Young drew his gun on the man and commanded him to lie down. The man complied. The man was intoxicated and would be cited for disorderly conduct because he did not point the gun at anybody. You are listening to Not in the News News. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. We got two more to go. Ken Griggs. He likes his new dog, but he preferred the old one. Then again, it might be the same dog.
Oh, man, what are the odds of that happening?
Here it is. This is the story. In a possible case of mistaken identity, Griggs said the black Labrador named Callie that he left at a Dundee kennel before spring break was not the same dog he picked up a week later. It's a sweet dog, Griggs said, of the imposter living at the Lake Osquag home. It's tough because now we've had the dog for 10 days plus, and the kids, especially the younger ones, start to get attached to the dog. I like it, but I want my dog. Allison Best, owner of the Tallywag Inn boarding kennel, said Griggs has the right dog, but Callie's vet examined the dog. Griggs brought home and found evidence that the dog is not Callie.
Joe, trust me on this. You've made a mistake.
We know it's not Callie. We know it's Callie. Oh, sorry, messed that up. I was right the first time. We know it's not Callie. Veterinarian Andrew Frost told the newspapers. Griggs said he immediately noticed differences in the dog he picked up from the kennel. The family cat, normally friends with Callie, hissed at the dog. Callie would heal. This dog does not. Griggs returned the dog to the kennel, and the best examined whether Callie might have gotten mixed up with any of the other black Labradors staying there that week. owners of seven other black labs all said they had the right dog. However, the owner of Dixie, a dog Callie shared a kennel with, said her dog had undergone a personality change, Beth said. But after three or four conversations that day, the owner maintained she had the right dog.
Something stinks like stale French fry.
Best arranged for the owners and their dogs to meet for a possible exchange. The woman called, saying she was late. Meanwhile, Griggs had arrived with his family. A black lab got excited when the Griggses approached. The kids declared it was Callie, and into the car the dog went. It was the same dog the Griggs had just returned. It's uncanny how much it looks like my dog, Griggs said. I'm sure it was happy to see us and recognize us from the day before and mistook us. But still, unsure, Griggs took the dog to his vet. Callie had once had surgery on her left elbow. The dog showed no trauma. Callie also had steel sutures after being spayed. This dog had no sign of that at all on the x-ray. The dog also seemed to have a rapid weight loss. Griggs has hired a lawyer, but Beth says the case is closed.
God damn it, I want my dog. Give me my dog. I need my dog.
You know what I'm saying? And our final story for Not in the News this week. A judge has ordered a $5 million bond for a man accused of caging and shooting at his new bride. I didn't read that wrong. He is being charged for shooting at his new bride. Matthew George is accused of handcuffing his wife. Mary Swiart put her in a dog cage the size of a 4-foot cube. Police say the 28-year-old also fired several shots at her feet while their 15-month-old child was in an adjoining room. George faces charges of abduction, felonious assault, and domestic violence.
Sir, you are sick. You are a sick, sick person.
Municipal court judge Richard Kolbas ordered a higher bond at the request of Canton prosecutor Frank Ferchoni, who called the acts intolerable. Police say the couple had been married less than a week. George fired shots at her last Saturday.
I take it you two aren't sleeping together anymore?
Yeah, I would think that would sever all ties with the sexual relations. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am Crazy Jay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue to rock ya and have a lot more fun as well. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'll be back.
McGruff, the crime dog, here with my nephew Scruff. Get a pencil and write down an important address. It's for the new McGruff comic activity book.
And it's full of me.
The address is...
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Hey, Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
It tells you what to do about guns and about bullies and drugs and about strangers who want to give you a ride.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
And it's full of games and puzzles, too. So for your free copy of my new comic activity book, just write...
Scruff McGruff,
not bad.
Can I do it again?
One more time.
Scruff, McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
You'll be helping me take a fight on a crime.
A public service message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Ad Council.
An ordinary sunny day. An ordinary family's living room filled with an ordinary bunch of kids. And they were doing nothing. They were couch slouching. They were rug imitating. And lazy minute after... lazy minute was passing them by when suddenly...
Huh?
Hey, guys, that's a personal foul. Inactive activity on a sunny day.
Coming to the rescue was NFL running back Reggie Bush.
Players don't get lazy penalties. Let's play.
Those kids, they listened to Reggie. They got up and play they did. There was fun and running. There were smiles and jumping. And laziness was crushed.
Hey, kids, don't get a lazy penalty.
Kids, listen to Reggie and avoid lazy penalties. Be a player. Get up and play for an hour a day. Go online to check out smallstep.gov for fun playtime ideas.
So you can be a player, too.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be a player.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun. Oh.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
I told you that this show was full of new music, and it was going to be rocking today. That's the music of the Leeds from their CD, simply titled Gold Mine. I know you were like, Jay, what happened to the Leeds? I don't know. They kind of just disappeared, and then I seen them, the other night, doing a little acoustic performance, and they gave me the CD. It's rocking. We got to get those boys back on. You guys loved them when they were on before. And I'm going to go back to Goldmine right now and play the biggest hit that they had here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, a little song simply titled Uninvited Guest.
With the flowers in her hair, all my friends will stop and stare. With a gold ring in her cheek, beads and braids and tattered jeans. What am I supposed to do? What it be with you? To that show you'll come and go. There's no invite, but don't say no. Don't say no. Would you be my uninvited guest? Would you be my girl? Would you be my uninvited guest? Would you be my girl? We'll be right back.
more complicated mess. With us it's fine though, nonetheless, nonetheless. Freshly cut, pasted jeans from the hippest magazines. We look great, we look so modern. We don't pass that social pride, social pride. Would you be my, would you be my uninvited guest? Would you be my girl? Would you be my uninvited guest? Would you be my girl? Would you be my uninvited guest? Would you be my girl? Would you be my, would you be my girl?
Dash flying, it's only distant memories.
Plan B once again here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Great band. Ah, oh, they're just amazing. The CD is called American Radio. Visit them at myspace.com/Plan B. They are rockin'. You can find them on my MySpace page. You can find them at the Desert Fest MySpace page because they're going to be rockin' the fest as well. We're going to take a break when we come back. A music set that represents everyone except for a few who will be playing at the Desert Fest. I'll explain that coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We'll be back.
Daddy, I'm only 3 years old. But when you look at me, I could see your wheels turning. You're dreaming about what am I going to be when I grow up? A major league first baseman? Maybe a point guard for a national championship team? Or the winner of the Heisman Trophy?
The odds of a child becoming a professional athlete? 1 in 16,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org.
So, Dad, let's keep dreaming the impossible while looking out for the possible, okay?
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
As a dad, you'll probably spend years teaching your son how to hit a baseball, how to throw a tight spiral and hit a receiver, how to spring off a diving board and hit the water, how to hit a one wood and a nine iron, how to hit the bullseye, how to hit the strike zone, hit a jump shot, hit the open man, hit the hockey net, and maybe the most challenging of all, how to hit the books. But the question is this: how much time will you spend teaching him what not to hit? Teach your son early and often that all violence against women is wrong. For tips on what to say, visit endabuse.org. Brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's Crazy J.
Fox, find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
Yeah, very difficult. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy J. Email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Visit the official website. Hear some past shows. Find some links to many of your favorite artists' websites, not just their MySpace page. It is rockincomedyshow.com. That's R-O-C-K-I-N-G, comedyshow.com. Check it out if you have not been there in a while. You can also see some fun clips, pictures, and things do change up there from time to time. Well, you know, the Desert Fest is fastly approaching us in just a couple of weeks, and we have an amazing lineup this year. One of the best lineups we've had in a very long time. We have got Sharon Packett going out there, Dino Mike, Brother Luke, Chris Valenti, Plan B, Forbidden Zone, Zero Fingers, Just Some Dudes, Dooryard, and Inazuma. It's an amazing band, of entertainment. I mean, it's so different. All the music is so different. It's just awesome. What you're going to hear right now on this show is I have put together a little music set of the bands that are going to be performing, except for Just Some Dudes, Dooryard, and Inazuma, who had not submitted their music for the show at this time. So what you're going to hear right now are some amazing, amazing people. We're going to get things started with a song called Steal Your Girl. Here's Sharon Paquette.
In my room, turned up the Roger from the Egypt, they won't put up a fight. Give old man Viagra so they won't roll out of bed at night. Relax, Mr. Cherry Klein. We live in a full of laugh food nation. I can't. I have ADD. And now what should I do? This is why I do what I'm born. They mail me on my space war. This is why I do what I'm born. This is why I do what I'm born. This is why I do what I'm born. The elite corpse is from no more, cause my bowl of doll had just popped. Hitting on the homeless with no date intention. Find an avalanche up. Start screaming. Jesus is my salvation.
I guess it's better than what I could have done. La, 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 la. Ooh, I could get myself stuck in a bottle of Vegemite. Sing a song about it and call myself Dynamite. Or to get more laughs, maybe I'll just swear a lot.
You try, things just seem to go wrong. Well, I have, and I'd like to tell you about it if I could. And it goes a little something like this. Listen up. Driving to a party, my tire just blew. It's my 2-week vacation, and I just got the flu. Shower. Hot water just broke. My dreams, they are fading in a puff of smoke. My girlfriend just left me. I farted too much. I feel like I'll never get out of this rut. My hairline's receding. My job is the she's 90. I just saw her tits. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? Oh well, I guess life goes on. I stepped in a puddle with my brand new shoes. Please tell me tomorrow I'll finish this luck, 'cause I'm really starting to not give a darn. To get some bitch to marry me. That's right, you're an asshole, shithead. Don't wanna hear your lame defense. You didn't pursue, she came on to you. You tried to stop it, yeah, you're innocent. Dude, I know this sucks. Hope we're friends, let me know your thoughts. Okay, fuck you, you cock my dick, you can suck. You're a piece of shit I never liked and couldn't trust. I'll kick your ass all over here if I must. But I know what you're getting, pal, and it's to hear you care, are concerned about my health. Though you claim you're not sexually active, you can still go fuck yourself. Yeah, it's been a bad day, and I know I'll have at least one worse. When that day comes, I'll take a little pleasure
And my favorite curse, fuck you. Fuck you, you cunt, you fucking whore. Fuck you, you cock my dick, you can suck. Fuck you both, fuck you galore. You fucking fucks, fuck me so fuck off. You fucking fuck us. Let me tell you all about my life. It's like a double-bladed knife. It will cut you to the bone with either side and your blood, it's a flow. Listen through those patterns. Watch it as your life scatters. Can you show me how you feel inside and you won't be able to hide? The chemistry, I the chemistry. Yeah. We're all the same, to be ashamed, born all the blame on me. The chemistry. Can you tell me if you understand why the hours last at them? Well, I hope you do. It's made me a man, and I know how long it's been since I was a child. And back then I was in wild. Since then I made lots of change. It's chemistry in my veins. Now do you see what I see? The same chemistry, the same chemistry. We're all the same, to be ashamed, to burn all the blame on me. It's the same chemistry.
attack in the night. The ego takes flight, and she's searching out for a victim. Black widow of the night, she's found her prey. Now she's got her eyes set on you.
That's why the lady is a tramp. Yeah, never get tired of that one. Zero Fingers here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with their cover, their nice cover of Lady is a Tramp. Ahead of that, Forbidden Zone with Demon of the Night. And we had Plan B in there with Chemistry. Chris Valenti with See You Next Tuesday. Brother Luke is in there with his song called Ain't That a Bitch. We had Dino Mike also in there with his rockin' parody of System of the Down with Things I Do When I'm Bored. And we kicked it off with Sharon Paquette. Those songs are from the performers you're going to hear at the Desert Fest coming up in just a couple of weeks. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be fun. We haven't had a big lineup like that out there in a long time. So it's going to be rockin'. It's May 31st. It is the weekend, though, 30-30. 1-1. That's right. May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. But the actual fest of the music takes place on the 31st. Come on, fire up your RVs, get your tents out, get the ATVs going, the Land Rovers, the dirt bikes, and let's go have some flippin' fun. That's going to do it for this installment of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Coming up on the next Rockin' Comedy Show, Sharon Packett is going to be here. She's going to perform for us. We're going to find out a little bit more about her. We're going to talk about the fest, find out how excited she is. Also, Bender's supposed to be stopping by for a quick interview to talk about the new album and stuff like that. If you want to make a request, get it in. It's crazyj@comic.com or drop me a line through MySpace if you're my friend. If you're not my friend, why not? What's wrong with you? I entertain you for 3.5 hours every week and you can't make a simple request to be my friend? MySpace.com/crazyj13. Go do it now. Now. Like, type on it right now and do it if you haven't done it. Send me a request to be my friend. Send me a music request. Tell me what you think of the show. I'd love to hear from you. That's going to do it, though. I had fun. I want to thank Leaving Springfield for being here and talking about their album. Bunch of fun guys. Don't forget, if you are in the Las Vegas area, May 9th. That's coming up this Friday. Double Down Saloon. Leaving Springfield is going to be playing there, so go check them out. Also, check my MySpace page for artists such as Plan B and Sharon Packett and, Zero Fingers, of course, the leads and stuff like that, to find out where they're performing so you can come out and have a good time with me and all the bands that you hear on the show. All right, that's going to do it. See you next time.